The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yes, everybody. What's happening? Don't like that it was straight on me as we came in, feeling a little bit attacked, right? This feels like a press conference. This feels like I've been cancelled. This feels like I'm apologising for offending people.
Just tell everyone, you know, on, give your statement.
Say it.
And let's move on.
Say it.
Yeah.
We're
do you know what I mean?
Canceled. We might as well do it in the first
minute. Let's not encourage him to do that.
We've had a comedian on and we've managed to not do it.
Yeah.
He's trying his best.
To not or to do?
No, to do it.
Really?
I think. No, I don't know. I think,
he's all right.
I think he wanted to get cancelled. I get cancelled in 4 seconds.
I know you can.
You want to see?
No.
We could just, let's know. No. Forget it.
Why is this a game? Why is this the game?
No, it's not a good game.
Why is this the game?
As well. Let's move on from this game of let's get cancelled.
I got some thoughts about Prince Philip.
No. No.
It's, you know, a sad time for a lot of people.
It's exactly what I was going to say, Jack.
Yeah.
That's what, you know. I'll say on that matter.
Yep. All right, that's that done.
yeah. I think we've covered that extensively.
Yeah.
Like the video, if you'd like my true thoughts on Prince Philip.
No.
You need 30,000 to get
Yeah, 30,000 likes. And Steve will give you his, Steve and he'll give you his thoughts.
Poor recovery that, then, Joe.
I know, sorry.
Yeah. Get some comments up.
Get involved in the comments. Let us know what you think about what was the thumbnail, not about Prince Philip. What was the thumbnail? I know it's irrelevant on this podcast what the thumbnail is. I think we were talking about something about Jose Mourinho.
We had a conversation Monday, me and you.
Yes, we've had several conversations, Steve. And, you know, some of them.
One of them was like, can Friday's Brew definitely be?
Well, next week, actually. We've got something coming up next week. We've got a guest who's going to talk about, we've got an author coming on.
And what? I heard that.
There's an echo.
There is. What kind of author?
A book author.
I guess that. What's he done? What has he actually done?
My United Road, the book that's doing the rounds. So we're going to be speaking to one of the chaps behind that next week. And obviously we'll be reminiscing about our own Manchester United journey. I mean, we talk about everyone on this podcast. There was a thumbnail about Jose Mourinho and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. There's a bit of intrigue there. Someone saying Lee Casson said, "Where's the bruise?" Good question.
It's a great question. Actually, what a question that is. Usually, Callum, who's very busy at the minute, usually steps in and does it.
Yeah.
I think he's got his headphones in, and he's not.
Apparently, Red Bull isn't a brew. It is.
Kind of.
Everything's a brew.
Yeah.
What do you think of the King Eric doc coming out? How good does that look?
Right,
by the way?
Now, I'm happy you brought that up because I wanted to spend the next hour talking about.
All right,
it.
Let's
well,
do
we
it.
Are going to go.
There we go. Done.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
One,
yeah,
genius getting Eric Cantona to narrate it. Eric Cantona could narrate breakfast, and I'm in.
Yeah,
right.
Eric Cantona could give you just the worst news ever, and you'd love it.
You go.
You know what I mean,
because he's got that sort of actor kind of like aura about the way he's like he adds gravitas to anything. He could be talking about Weetabix.
He could say,
and you listen.
You say, sorry, your test results are in. It's positive.
It is chlamydia.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Eric. Cheers.
Thanks for that news.
Wow.
Yeah.
That I was born to play for United. Did a lap of the office, mate.
You've actually basked in his greatness, haven't you? You little punk.
Him.
You absolute pair of weasels.
Him. I also
you and McCola, not me sick.
Monday.
Having a beer with him as well. It's one off the bucket list.
I was fucking wounded, right? So
go on, tell the story. I like
this. I ordered a bottle of Cronenberg. Because for those who know, he's the Cronenberg guy.
Yeah.
Don't want to burst Steve's bubble with all these adverts work, but okay, let's go with that.
Yeah. He's the Cronenberg guy. He's on the fucking outside of it, I see.
Yeah, he loves it.
So I'm thinking, get a bottle of Cronenberg. I was at the Lowry Hotel. They don't serve you in a bottle. So it came in a half pint glass, and I was like,
oh, mate.
So what you're doing is you're drinking half a pint from
thinking
the Eric
Cantona. Half a pint with Eric Cantona.
No, mate, why don't you get a little straw and a little cocktail hat and everything? Yeah, and a sparkler.
Just got the shandy instead, mate. It'd have been nicer.
No, I was devoured.
I mean, I would have been much better. I'd have been sat there drinking bloody Pepsi Max Cherry. It's probably better I wasn't there, to be honest with you.
So yeah, that took a little bit of a shine off that moment.
Did you get starstruck? We spoke about this being you before, about getting starstruck, because we've both done quite a few interviews with ex-players, and we are, you know, it's a job, yeah, or whatever, but we're United fans first and foremost, so you still get that thing of like, oh my God, that's Brian Robson.
Only with Cantona.
Was that the only one?
We're working on Beckham at the moment.
Oh, mate, don't.
And for you guys specifically watching this show on a Friday.
Yeah.
Me and Jay had a discussion last week about if there's a way I can get Beckham to talk about the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup final. And obviously Jay was like, happen. This is fucking sensational.
How do we do it?
And then Joe Smith nearly cried, thinking, you're not wasting a question with David Beckham about 99. And I was like, why not?
Well, that's not wasting, for starters. Yeah, let's face facts, how many other people have asked him about it? Probably none. Exactly. And he's been asked hundreds and thousands of questions.
I like to just make... If I actually asked him about the 1991 Cup Winners' Cup final, you're going to get a genuine laugh out of David Beckham, because he's going to go, what the fucking hell? Where's that come from?
Yeah.
Right? Because he's going to have been asked about every fucking aspect of his life forever. But he would have been.
He'd have been at the club, wouldn't he, 91?
16, 17. Yeah. Brian Robson, who I know is his hero.
Yep.
I think he's got some opinions on it, and I want to hear him.
Yep. And then we can play that answer over and over on this podcast.
Correct.
That's for an hour. Intro.
That'll just be it.
Yeah.
Play it again, Steve. Put it on again. Put it on again.
I'm surprised you've not got Rene saying it as the intro to this.
Joe nearly cried. It was so funny. It was so serious.
He was looking like, no.
You can't waste the question with David Beckham on this. And I'm like, I think you'll find a cap.
We can. Yeah, we need to get him on that.
You could have me into him and me not talk for an hour and a half. Just staring at him.
Yeah.
That would be it.
I think Beckham is, because of the fact he's not on Sky and BT and all the other stuff as well, like, I think he's probably the elite of the elite from that group of players.
There's three kings, if you like, three bits of royalty to interview.
It's
Beckham, Cantona, and Fergie.
Could you throw Ronaldo in there just because of the...
I don't care about him anywhere near as much as the other three.
Right, okay.
But I think you might have the same kind of celebrity that isn't a person I should even be in the same room with kind of vibe.
Maybe,
with Ronaldo.
I wouldn't be nervous with Ronaldo because I don't care about him as much as...
I'm with you on that one. I'd be more... I remember once when I was interviewing Bob Wilson, you know, the goalkeeper, who was doing this bike ride across Britain. It was before a game and we were in like the reception bit at Old Trafford. It was United game. And he was doing this thing and I was interviewing him for Q103. And as I was interviewing, Fergie came in, just walked in and like started chatting to him. And I was just like... and then Fergie just walked off. Mm. And I thought, imagine if I got an actual interview with Fergie, I'd probably just freeze up. Yeah. I did press conferences, but I did about four. I never got to ask a question. I'm glad, to be honest with you, I didn't want him.
I met him.
Because he'd sold me off.
Was it 18?
No, that would like, I'd have quit as a journalist that day.
18 months ago, I was just before I started here, I was playing a golf tournament, and because I was the worst of the best, just made the cut on the number, I went out first. I went out at like 7:30 in the morning, went around in 2.5 hours, and Fergie had come to watch the golf, but he was just going to watch from afar. And he was having his lunch when I was come in, and this guy I played with kind of half knew and went, well, do you want me to introduce you? I went, if you want, I don't quite know what my words are going to be that come out after that, so don't hold me to that. But I was like, and he did that, had a bit of a chat, and then he left, and no one else that played in that event seen him, because he just sat there. And
I've seen that picture, I've seen you post that on
the
socials.
And I was like, that's just, it was mad. I texted my mate straight after, I went, I just met Fergie, he went, no, you've not. I went,
Yes, I have. This is my new wallpaper.
Just like, it's surreal, isn't it? It's just like, just see, he's what? That's not.
Just that man has made such a difference on your life.
Oh my God.
Like, absolutely.
That one man has made your life.
More than a loss of
so much better. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I was at an event at Salford once, you know, Salford, Gary Neville's team. And he came to that, and it was another thing like, you were told, like, just sort of like, leave him alone, basically. Because right, there was reporters, and I was like, right, fine. I'm doing as I'm told, but he just like stood near him as he was giving a speech, like that. So fucking great.
The reverence for Fergie, there'd be definitely a celebrity sort of like fangirl thing I'd be doing with Beckham. And obviously, Cantona has everything to me for football. And like, I sweat buckets talking to Cantona.
Yeah.
But I kept a fair lid on it, I think.
Was it difficult with Eric? Because. Was it like a press junket? So was he doing a lot of interviews?
No.
Was it a one-off?
Yeah, he couldn't sit down with us.
Right. No, I mean, like, he wasn't like, you. Once you finished, someone else did it. No, so it was one-off. I know that you
For those who don't really know, like, generally, like, when you do any sort of interviews, what's good about the thing I'm doing with Rio, we get a player, that's it.
Yeah.
What kills a lot of interviews is, you might get the player, you might be like, say, me and Alex here doing this. Fucking agent sat there.
Yeah, yeah.
Going, oh, you can't ask him about this, you can't ask him about that. And you're like, the fuck else am I going to ask him about? So that ruins a lot of interviews. Eric didn't have an agent with him. I think he was with his brother. Just fucking sat down, had a beer. With Eric, the temptation, there was a big temptation because you're excited and you're trying to keep your fucking heart rate down and chill a little bit. And you want to ask 1,000 questions at once because you know that someone's going to say, all right, done.
Yeah.
And you kind of want to make sure that you do it because there was a book agent, like, because he was flogging his book. Do you know what I mean? He's just drawing dicks all over.
Yeah.
So you're like, time's time. I'm not going to get a load of time here with this. So you almost want to rush your questions. But it was in my mind, like, me and McCullough had met him just a few months before at the Lowry. And he'd done that one-man show thing. And
I went to that, yeah.
It was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrible. So really bad.
Yeah, for those, like yeah.
It was literally, how can I get Eric Cantona on a stage and make this as bad as possible with one of the greatest footballers of all time?
Yeah,
and that's what the guy had a good go at it.
He basically, like, he had a list of questions.
Not Eric, by the way, the guy who interviewed him.
He had a list of questions that he needed to ask. And he was asking them questions.
And that was it.
And Cantona went into some deep footballing philosophy that was only Eric level of fascinating when he was talking about protecting it for under 21s and how football has lost its soul and this, that, and other. And it was gripping. Well, it was some of the best football conversation I've ever heard in my life. And the guy'd go, tell us about that goal at Sellers Park.
Yeah. Tell us about your favourite advert was one of the questions.
And you're
and
like,
then you
what?
Had people shouting out, and there was like, there was meant to be like a Q&A element to it, but it became chaotic because halfway through the interview, like, certain people standing up shouting out and he was trying to, oh, what was that? And it was like, it was very sort of disorganized.
Joe's mad.
Go on.
I went to that with Adam Patterson before I knew Adam.
Really?
Yeah. We met his dad and him because I went with my dad and my auntie. And our dads met up because they used to work together.
No, I didn't know.
So we met that night and then went in. And then he ended up working here.
Yeah. That's mad, that, innit? Because I was like, dude, I thought the comedian was all right beforehand, but then, when it got going. And you were like you were saying, talking about when he spoke about a little bit about Sellers Park, and then it was just sort of brushed over. And it was like,
it's like the guy just wanted to answer these questions.
And I was like,
it's like, what's your favourite goal? What? Are you a grown fucking man or are you nine? Like, are you taking a fucking piss?
You know.
Like, honestly, Cantona's answers, he was talking about how UEFA should be run, how there should be fucking covenants to protect. He was talking about football being like growing as an old man sport and not enough youngsters are going to it and how he wanted to protect that. And it was amazing, wasn't it? Like, if he was on a podcast with him, you'd have gone Joe Rogan style 4 hours deep on that and it'd have been brilliant every second of it. And this prick killed it. So I was conscious, this is in my head as we was interviewing him, because here's another thing as well. English isn't his first language, obviously, and he's a deep, deep thinker. So you can ask Cantona a question and he goes into screensaver mode for 20 seconds.
That's a difficult, and it's, has he finished? Is he thinking? Has he got, do you go back in? Because then you look like a twat if you go in.
Really difficult.
Interrupting Eric Cantona. So it's like, yeah.
I think with that as well, I think you mentioned Cantona there. I think Beckham, for me, is how you see Beckham, and Beckham is almost, because I'm a little bit too young, is my kind of Cantona kind of thing, because I was born in 93, so I remember Cantona, but it's not what, it wasn't my childhood growing up with Eric Cantona. So I think Beckham for me would be both rolled into one. It's that celebrity thing, and he's the one that won everything. You know, he was the one, he was the hero of the team. That
When he did that press conference for his charity game at Old Trafford, I was at the press conference, and then he was doing one-on-ones afterwards, but they got the DJs from this radio station to do the one-on-ones, and I was deaf-old. So it's like, you might be interviewing Beckham later on. What? Right, okay. I'm just going to go, I'm going to change my underwear. And then it's like, oh, actually, no, you're not going to do that. What? Oh, you got a press conference, but
the breakfast show's doing it instead.
Yeah, that was it. And I was like,
you don't even like football, mate?
Yeah.
No, that's what it is.
But yeah, I love Beckham would just be that easily. Beckham, Fergie, and for me,
Robbo.
No, I've done Robbo a couple of times. I'd probably throw Keane in.
Yeah, well, I was going to put Keane in his own little category. Only off because to the
I've done Robbo. Yeah.
Robbo is so down to earth for the greatest midfielder in the world at the time and for a long time. He's so down to earth. I mean, I interviewed him once. It was a 45-minute interview. He had six bottles.
That's brilliant, that.
It was like it was an audio interview. You can hear him. Yeah, can have another two. Like, and then them hitting the table and then them fucking being sunk. It was sensational. I was just thinking, like, he makes you chill when you're interviewing him. Because I was nervous with Robbo.
Yeah.
But I don't reckon Roy Keane lets you chill.
No, I think...
I think Roy Keane's a very difficult...
Do you think there's a little bit more, though, now? Because
we might have him on.
Because he's on TV a bit more. And I think because these guys are now being interviewed or talking about football and what they did every single week, I think there's a bit of... You kind of know them. You don't know the true them, but you know their...
Opinions
and their answers and how they're going to talk to you as well. You know their...
That's why Fergie says something you don't, because he ain't...
You've not heard of him. You don't hear Beckham.
And do you know what? I think Beckham wouldn't be the greatest interview ever, because Beckham is the poster boy for a lot of things, but for media training. And I think if you watch Beckham interviews, everything's positive, everyone's great. That's it.
Have I shown you... There's a guy who I know through golf that worked for... one of Jay's favourite newspapers, but used to do the media training for United. And he's found, when the Class 92 thing come out, all the initial media training...
Mega.
Are the things they had to made them write for it. And Beckham was spelling think with F-I-N-K and things like that. Like, literally, like...
He does speak like that as that's well. How
but yeah. That's how bad it was, that him, Giggs and Neville's were all struggling. So he's got all these papers of them having to fill in, how did you play after the end? He's got some of the clips as well of them... him interview him after the game. They were never going to get released, but interview him after an under-16s game.
Yeah.
Just so they got used to it kind of thing. So he's got all them clips and they all came out after the thing. And it's weird. If, like you said, now you've got them all. Beckham is accomplished and could talk in front of people now compared to what he was like at 15, 16, 17. You'd never think that he would ever get to that kind of level. And like you said, it is media training. It's not... He's developed into a public speaker or someone that's going to host a podcast. He's developed into someone that can answer questions very well, I think, which is the disappointing bit a little bit.
It is, because I think, obviously, I've had a peek behind the curtain with Rio. He's a little bit different in the group chat. I mean, last night was hilarious as Arsenal were getting pumped in the 91st minute. Joel was winding Rio up saying he's going to have fucking memes of him ready, because we were talking about if United and Arsenal make the final, could we go? Could we go and do something around the final as five? And Joel had plans. And then we just got a 1-0. And honestly, I couldn't breathe for half an hour laughing at how funny it was. But I seen a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. Rio puts a professional face on, as you would imagine, when he's on BT. That slips a lot on Vibe.
Yeah, slips even more.
And it's completely gone in the WhatsApp group. And I know that he has these real conversations with the other footballers, other ones that you see on TV, other ones that you see giving opinions. And sometimes those opinions from... I think Rio doesn't have a different opinion in the group chat. It's just rawer, I would say.
Yeah.
But I think there's some players out there that hold an actual different opinion to what they say in public, which I don't know how you fucking keep track of that. Like, if I didn't believe something I was saying, I'm live so often. Yeah. Hang on. Do I believe that or don't I believe that?
Yeah. No, it must be difficult.
I'm not intelligent.
I think you can
see
with certain elements, can't you, that are a bit more guarded about certain topics.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Gary Neville always gets accused of it, doesn't he? Like, he'll go after the United hierarchy without naming the Glazers a lot of the time. And you think, is that sort of because of business interests with hotel football, whatever? I'm not saying it is, but that's a common accusation that's leveled at him. You know, he'll have a dig at Ed Woodward or whatever, but he's less likely to mention Joel Glazer. I get there must be some of that, and people may be sort of unwilling to become the news story, because if you say something like, you know, if a footballer puts out or an ex-pro puts out, you know that better than anyone, like if someone puts out a tweet or says something, goes straight in the papers, and that's it. And it gets misconstrued, and it gets taken out of context, and it's like, and people try and cause a bit of aggro with it, don't they? And it's like, hang on a minute, I didn't mean that, or I didn't say it like that, and now I've got a, you know, a story running, doing the rounds like I've fallen out with Fergie or something stupid. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I've seen stuff taken like totally out of context with Rio.
Yeah.
Like our podcast gets referenced probably 15 to 20 newspapers a week.
Well, I do the news. I do most Tuesday news. And when I go on the United thing, it is, a lot of it is, this is what got said.
And you're like,
trying to find
that
the
was
news
literally
the
in our office
I'm
yesterday.
Like, I've seen him saying that. I can't report on that again. No good. But that's literally what comes out. It's a lot of, they take every single thing that he says as news compared to even what Gary Neville says.
No
it's
one's
not
going out
news.
And making their own news. They're just reporting what other people say, which yep. is not... No. It's not what it's about. I don't think as a journalist, I thought used to be people that went and dug stories. I think The Athletic sort of does that more now than the tabloids. I think the tabloids are just, I don't even know what the fuck they are. They're just like an echo chamber of nonsense.
It is, yeah. You know what? That's a great point, echo chamber, because we do the paper talk and it'll be like, there's a story come out. Oh, and it's reported in, say, The Express. So you go on The Express, where they got it from. And they've quoted, we got it from The Mirror. So you go on The Mirror link, where's The Mirror got it from? And it's got, well, they got it from the Star. And you got it from the Star, where they got it from. And it's like, they got it from a tweet off, you know,
and it was
Marshall.
And then it goes all the way back
99.
To the fucking podcast, which you watched last night that we was on.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that happened with me and Norwood, that actually. I like this one, Super Chat from Carl Hagen. Jay and Steve with Fresh Courts, obviously. If we make the final, is there any plans for a Paddock to travel over for essential media coverage? Hopefully, yeah, if we can. We'd love to go to the final if we're able to.
As soon as anything can, we're trying to do what we can.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of here, aren't we? Trying to not be here doing content all the time. We want to be where the football is.
Yeah.
Very good chance Monday's podcast don't happen, everyone, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because it's
Beers O'Clock.
Beers O'Clock for you lot. Joe Casuzio. He's told me this before, and I'm apologies for butchering your name, mate. Who in the 11 gets duty to break Lamella in half? This is because Lamella, with the Tottenham game, fell on the floor when Anthony Martial pushed him in the face. You know what? Be honest with you, I'm over that.
I also don't think he'll probably start. He's not even that good.
Like, Lamella, he's...
He might, actually.
Is he still on the ban, though, from Arsenal?
Not that I'm aware of, but could be.
No, he was only one. Happened before. Two yellows, wasn't it?
No, I'm not sure. I think Lamella could be in line to start this, but I think United really do need... If we touch on the title for 4 or 5 seconds...
So, yeah.
I know.
Just fuck. Slacking. Is that steep on it? That's
I'll get us off topic again. Or cancel one of the two.
Right, okay. Go on then. Talk about that then.
Yeah, I do think that this is a tricky game because both teams are very similar in their setup in this, apart from like they start great and end bad, and we start bad and end great. So how this flies, I don't really know, but I'm interested in how this game goes down. And I think if we do manage to get the win, I don't think a draw's no good for either of us, but I think if we get the win, it really hurts their chances of top four, but it really solidifies ours, I think.
I think we can have a draw. I know where you're coming from. I think a draw for us is all right.
No, I think, we owe them one. You come at Old Trafford and turn us over 6-1 in our backyard. You got to get some. You have to go back and get some.
It's almost like, I don't know. I know it did happen. It's almost like it didn't, though.
It feels like another season.
I wasn't there.
No, none of us were there. I don't even know if it did. It might have been CGI. Robert McCarthy says,
FIFA looks good nowadays.
Looks incredible. Best Eric quote ever. What is it to understand United is to understand what it means to be alive.
He honestly could read a fucking shampoo bottle
yeah.
and it would sound amazing.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Boswellogs.
Think about it, though, going back to the interviews, right? Beckham, you can do, yeah? Eric, you've done. Fergie, though. The thing with Fergie, I think the pressure's on. Because you can ask Beckham what your favourite colour is, he's not going to be bothered. But I think if you've got Fergie, you've got in front of you, you've got to come up with some questions. And you know what annoys me as well about you? By the way, while I've got you here. No, I'm actually
I forgot to mention this, right?
And I'm fucking raging about this. I am so angry, and I've actually forgot about it, and I've reminded myself, I don't even know how we're mates. Right, we were asked to submit questions for the Sir Alex Ferguson Q&A for his documentary, because he did a Q&A, I think it was in Glasgow.
It was on Zoom.
Zoom, yeah. So we submitted questions, right? He asked a question. He submitted one. He read out mine in his question, right? I think it was Edith Bowman. So he read out his question from Stephen Alston.
Oh, did actually chat to read it, yeah?
Yeah. Read out my question. Didn't say from Jay.
Not just even say Jay Paddock.
No. Just, no. Jay wrong. Just, yeah. Just the like BT did.
That
just,
was
it was literally like the question I asked. He read it out and he answered it. And it was about fans. And the best thing was, the answer he gave was about an occasion where fans, I said, like, the best memory from fans. I was there when he spoke about when he won the title in 93 and all the fans came to the ground. I was one of them. But no, there was no acknowledgement. And I can't say, well, that was my question, because people are like, yeah, of course it was. But actually, says from him, I messaged the rep that asked us for him. And she's like, oh, I've got the video there. Bad news is, he mentioned Steve's name, he didn't mention yours. I was like, fuck off.
The pressure's on with Fergie as well, because you've got let's be honest, like a 40-year career of management plus playing to ask him some questions. Now, obviously, the key part of that is like the last, 20-odd years, really. But
yeah.
What one monumental moment? Like, if you go, you've got 15 minutes with Fergie, that's one well-answered question, right? With maybe a couple of steerings. It's one proper question. What the fuck do you ask Fergie if you get one question?
If you get...
Because, I know we had to send this literally the other week.
But it was there was no pressure there. He wasn't sat there. No. And it's like right there, so it's Ferguson, you go on.
And even he didn't... I don't think he answered my question properly. Because he just was like, I knew what I was doing. Yeah. My question was like, did you ever doubt yourself?
Yeah.
And I thought... Because I'm trying to think, what might get a full answer out of? And I'm thinking...
And also, what original question as well? Not what's your favourite?
Oh, can you tell us what winning the treble was like? Yeah, it was all right. Fuck off. Yeah. Like... How did you feel when you won the league after 26 years? Sound. I hate them. I hate the people who ask them questions.
Yeah. What's your favourite goal?
What time are you getting picked up, you dickhead? Fucking hell.
Have you got the time? Yeah, sweet. But no, that's the thing. It's the pressure in it. And you don't want to annoy him with a question that's just...
And this is where the Roy Keane stuff comes in. Right. Because if you've watched any interview with Roy Keane, even when it's like, I thought your performance against Juventus was sensational, do my job.
Yeah.
All right then, fucking hell.
Actually getting angry. Would you praise a postman for delivering letters? Well, actually, yeah.
I would here, because they're fucking shit.
Yeah. Ours comes at about 5:30 in the evening, so yeah. But with Fergie, you've got to get a good one, haven't you? It's like when I first went to the press conference, and my boss was like, you don't have to ask a question. I was like, thank God. Because imagine you ask him something, he's like, who are you? What was that?
No. And I'm like, it's not when he asks who are you, he goes, where are you from?
Yeah. Remember when he did that to the guy who was standing in for the mirror?
And he was like,
And what they used to do is when Sky had a difficult question to ask, like there's some controversy or whatever, they wouldn't send like James Cooper or the normal one is, they'd replace him with a one-off guy. So he'd just come down to ask that one question.
That's called cannon fodder.
Yeah. To get the bomb. Get the bomb. And then he'd never go back again. So that it wasn't like the regular presenter getting banned, which was kind of clever, but not the giggy one. Connor Clark in the super chat says, when pubs reopen, which three players in the current squad are you bringing? Cheers for the content during this strange time. Thanks for your support, Connor. Much appreciated, mate.
Right then. Eric Bailly.
Has to be.
Yep.
100%.
Agreed. We can all agree on one.
Cavani. Because even though I'm married, listen, does he get smoother than him? If anyone needs a bang, Callum, right? If anyone needs a bit of a wingman, is there a better wingman than Edinson Cavani? Imagine him going up. He could convince anything for anything.
Yeah, okay.
And third,
you need someone that's just out for the day as well. It's the problem with them is that
they're
going to be there and go, I'm going now.
Let's rule people out.
Go on.
It's not going to be Pogba. Don't drink. I want someone who's going to get smashed.
Well, mate, I could have Pogba. Me and him could not drink together. Me and Pogba could be in the corner. Yeah, and compare hairdos.
Marcus is just going to talk about charity work and it's going to get boring after half an hour. And I'm going to go, listen, let's get on it.
I reckon you get him on his own. He'll be like, fucking these kids do my bleeding.
That's the problem, is that it's real. Yeah. So he would. He'd be like,
do you know what?
He'd be like, I'm just going to send this tweet about, I'm going to tell the government what to do. Oh, why don't you just have a fucking day off?
Yeah.
No, not Marcus. Boring. Not Jesse. Too much energy.
No.
Fucking relax and have a kebab, you dickhead. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, no, he couldn't be the one.
Luke Shaw's going to want to go for a kebab too early.
Do you know the thing is, Steve?
Maguire's going to watch that.
Do you know the thing is, Steve?
What's the thing is?
I think Luke Shaw would be a good shout.
Oh, shut up.
Because I reckon he's all right. I reckon he's sound. And like you said, he'd go for he'd be out for the day. He's got a bit on him. So
can we just acknowledge Ronaldo Brown going on about you, Alex? This is a... For Alex can't wait
your
for you to get your trim.
And he's come up again,
Alex,
mean?
Your beard has a beard.
All right. Hey. Don't start with me, John.
I'm trying to think.
John Brown.
I can't bring Marshall because I'm just going to think he's fucking bored and miserable. Yeah. He's
even though he's having a great time.
Yeah, he's going to bring me down. I can't have that.
Can't bring Harry Maguire because he breaks something.
Phil Jones will, yeah, he's going to trip Phil up Jones and fucking spill all our beer.
Phil, you brought the Jaeger bombs and you dropped them, haven't you? Brought them and he's dropped them.
He's dropped them.
I don't know, man.
Fred, get on it?
No.
He put a lot of work
what
in.
What about Bruno? Maybe, no.
I don't know about Bruno.
I reckon Bruno would be a bit rowdy. Do you know what I mean? He'd be a laugh, wouldn't
he? Is this what we're just saying? Who's rowdy?
Yeah, that's what you want. Right, do you know what I mean? You know what I'll go out with someone drinking and sat there and go, oh yeah, that was a good game the other night, wasn't it?
What you want? Cares? A water?
Yeah, oh, we've got training great. Tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? You want someone who's ramming pint pots into people's faces McTominay. And fucking tipping up chairs.
I reckon McTominay would be all right.
Yeah, I reckon McTominay's a good shout. Definitely.
He's sort of Scottish, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because that's not pretty, like, you know, listen, everyone's like, he is Scottish, is he though?
I thought he was.
Born in Lancaster, which last time I checked. Scottish. Oh, Brandon, actually.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I thought you said rowdy.
Yeah, but we'd end
North
up in
Manchester
in
here. Come on.
All right.
That's a bit too rowdy.
If there's the line, he's standing over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but what here's the thing I'm thinking.
He's rowdy
well,
and is, do we have to call the fucking police?
Like, yeah, but anyway. What I'm thinking is.
Come on, be careful.
Would we end up going into Northern Quarter having a piss on the piss outside? Brandon would go, can we go down there to some fucking fancy place? I think Brandon's that kind of thing. I don't think that would be what we need, would it? It's not what you'd be after. You want to go and get ribs at 11 o'clock. And Brandon doesn't want to do that. He's like, we're staying out, going somewhere.
Do you know
some places nicer.
Don't serve ribs after midnight?
What?
It's exactly my response.
Do you know what the thing is?
Exactly my response.
What is going on with this?
Even if you ask them
it's gone to the dogs.
25 times, they don't do it. Even if you keep ordering these rum drinks that taste like death.
Mate, I had a shot of rum, right? And it was it wasn't a shot. It was a drink. It was a cocktail.
Right.
Should I tell you the ingredients of the cocktail?
Go on.
So you got a glass.
Yeah.
A tumbler, if you will.
A tumbler, yeah, like that.
And it had a fat iceberg of a ice cube in there.
Yeah.
Like, the ice cube was like the size of a can of Coke in my tumbler.
Right.
And then the remaining of the cocktail was 7 different types of rum. With no mixer. Ooh,
that's naughty, that, innit?
Did Steve get rowdy? Steve got rowdy.
Were you as rowdy as you were with the...
He's buying those for everybody.
LASK game.
No, I wasn't at the LASK game, tough, but I'm guessing level with Tranmere. This had gone on for a while, this night out, wasn't it? We'd been out for a long time this week.
I don't remember.
No, exactly.
Ross Roho, go on.
Roho. Saying shame Roho not here, being mental on the night out.
This is what we're missing. We'd also be we're missing things. Characters.
Yeah.
It sounds daft, but it's right. It's mad how this is a judge of a Manchester United team. But
what you never expect is Mark Hughes, Brian Robson, Eric Cantona to be sitting in a boozer putting 9 pints away. But that happened.
However.
And gigs, but gigs had...
City are pretty good. And name 3 players you want to go out on.
Oh, yeah, but they're
City.
Boring.
Yeah, but name 3 fucking... Even if you were a Scouser. Scousers don't have 3 Scousers they go out with.
Do you know what I've heard? Wan Mata's a fucking demon on the smash.
That's a good one, man.
Really?
I like one match.
Yeah, because you don't expect it.
No.
He looks like a little teddy bear.
Yeah.
And he looks like he'd be pulling chairs out and all the rest
in the
of
world.
It. Absolute record.
Wouldn't it be ace if he was just really horrible? He's just like that.
Evil.
He'd evil.
Yeah, and you're like, what's got in here? Yeah. And he's like, be on my friend. And you're like, smashed it, mate. Yeah. Smashed it.
Why not? Hey.
Not said Dark Horse or Wan Mata. That's the one.
Mate, yeah. There's some stories flying around about Wan Mata around.
Really?
Yeah. I think Lindelof's another dark horse as well, I reckon. The Swedes like
he's a nutter. He's a nutter. Yeah.
You can see that though, can't you?
Yeah.
See he's got that bit in him. Do you know what I mean?
So we settled on the 3.
This is the thing, though, you don't know once you get a beer in him. Like Harry Maguire is the most beige man ever.
He battered 5 crosses
what I mean.
In Greece.
Like
fuck
he was taking on everyone
captain.
In Mykonos.
Captain.
Is it allegedly? Yeah. Do we need to put?
Come on, then.
Do we need to put an allegedly on that one, or is that happened? Is that?
I think it happened in our video.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't. Like, yeah, but it's still an ongoing investigation. Right, so we'll go allegedly.
Allegedly took on half of Mykonos.
Fucking hell.
But that's what I mean. You would never think, oh, he's gonna be. Rowdy, innit, after a few. But
what do you want? Do you want a story where you drank water with Marcus that had ice and cucumber in it?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be going, me and Harry Maguire got nicked for twatting half a Greater Manchester's finest? There's your night out.
No. Well, out last night, Maguire woke up in Talbot Road police station. It was mint.
I fucking love Marcus.
Yeah.
But I don't reckon he's getting elbows deep with you.
Oh, I don't know, you know. He's come on. Don't, you can never doubt him too much. He's been with his show.
Yeah, and another song says he
loves
to fight,
but
we've never seen it.
Think about it, the combination there. You get like, Where's Brandon from? Harper A. Withenshaw. Do you know what I mean? Where's Tenenbaendi from?
Clayton.
Oh, mate. Right, just take them three.
Maybe forget five. That, mate. You are well waking up in a cell.
Yeah. Tenen's like, do I bring a knife or leave it at home?
No, you don't need it.
No.
Mate, doesn't get more out of
it. The thing is, though, I reckon Tenen's one of them that I couldn't control on a piss.
Yeah.
I just got that vibe on him that like you need like three of you and a fucking chain. Like, mate, it goes off
be,
of him.
It's going to be mint when he's older, isn't it? Seriously. Yeah. Like, it's such a good move for him going up to
Darby. Rooney loves him, apparently.
Does he?
Yeah, loves him. I love
the fact he's there. I love the fact he's with Rooney. I think that's a match made in heaven. And hopefully he'll come back and do the business for us. Because you talk about leaders and having a bit of an edge. Mate, come on. Just a bit.
Mate, you don't grow up as a brother in Clayton. No. And not have an edge.
No, exactly. Someone's put, can't believe you've not mentioned Henderson. No,
maybe.
I haven't heard any stories.
No.
And the ones I have heard, I don't really think.
Keepers are nutters though in general, though, aren't they?
Yeah, you come out of the box as a nutter as a keeper.
Yeah.
Not just said, there's no characters and you spent 10 minutes talking about current United characters. Yeah, but they're still not as good as they could have been, are they?
Someone's put...
Roy Keane spent the week of the...
Van der Beek still ain't getting picked. Like that.
That, do you know what? Freddie's got a new phrase. Van der Beek still ain't getting picked.
Oh, right, is that right? Yeah.
He's still not getting picked. He's not getting out.
Even Hitler won't pick him. No, he probably would. Yeah, he would.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Literally. Peter Jackson says, drank with George Best in the Brown Bull in Salford once. What a great story.
Just call it a day, mate.
Yeah. That's it, innit? That's elite.
My granddad grew up around the corner where he was, because he was in Charlton, wasn't he?
Yeah, in Diggs.
Yeah. And where they were, he was like, because they're all, I don't know if you've seen it, it's like little fucking mad little cul-de-sacs off every little road. Yeah, and he was a 90 degree off it.
Hey, imagine that. George Best.
But the same age, I think.
Really? Dan James will be sitting on the barstool.
He's born 1942.
Don't say 42. Adam's in the bill. I'm passing it.
Yeah, around that time, you think about it, what, 65? You would have been about 23. Does that make sense?
I think they're similar age.
Yeah,
same
maybe
age.
Maybe
30. No, he might be a bit younger.
Yeah, 40.
Because he's the same age as Nobby, my granddad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he played against him at school. I'm odd.
Really? That's quality, that. Hey.
Dan James gets ID'd, doesn't he?
Yeah, not bringing him.
No.
I mean, if I have a shave, I get ID'd. It's no good. So,
Dan James ain't coming.
So, we don't do that anymore. What's he got?
What are your thoughts on Elite 21-22 kits? Asks Shawat Dunganga. Dunganga, sorry.
All depends on the sponsor. Because if TeamViewer go a bit mad and have it full,
I don't
full
really.
Team
I know
viewer.
You should care about the team that you support. What they wear. Oh, God.
I knew he'd jump on it. You were getting away with that one.
Hey.
Coaching staff. Is it Mickey Phelan or Bust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be a good laugh, wouldn't he, I reckon? He'd have some stories.
He's got to have had some stories, mate. He's been at the United. It was in 1990 we signed him.
Yeah, well, he was there for the 1990 Cup Finals, so yeah.
Right, so he was either 89, 90. Yeah. It was around about that time, wasn't it? So he's been there from then. He basically went missing for like 4 years to now. It's like a 30-year association with United and a little bit of a flirt with some random team in Australia.
West Brom for a bit as well. Yeah, or some Norwich, whatever the fuck. Yeah. George Best, 1946, says Pete Jackson. That kind of makes sense, actually, doesn't it? Because, I think he was about 19 in 1965, so that makes a lot of sense. I've seen the kits. I'm not that fussed about the kits, if I'm being honest. I know that sounds crackers because you're watching this team play where your team wearing that kit, but I don't know, like...
The thing is, we all hated that black and white zebra looking one. It looks all right.
Yeah, exactly.
They haven't wore it with the shorts.
It's good they were never going to wear it with the shorts, were they? They can't do that. I'm hoping the blue and white one that's close to the 93 kit looks good. That's all my hope is from it. Because it looks smart. But
do you know, not the season coming, but the season after would be the 30th anniversary of the green and gold kit.
I don't see that's where the Glazers, if they actually clever, would do that because it would
they would
break
do it
things.
Because it would kill, like, people wouldn't know what to do and it would kill the green and gold movement because you'd be
disappointed.
But they're not that
clever.
Maybe there's another team that plays in red in Stratford that might release a green and gold kit for the 22-23 season. We have no way of knowing.
No, it's a mystery that we'll never know the answer to.
Yeah,
we'll make a decision by September.
Cejo James John says, feeling in Bay would cause a ruckus. Maguire gets arrested.
I agree.
You'll get nicked if you don't run away quick enough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
That's a good story.
No.
Darren's asking, can Jay fill us in how he ended up in sale the other day, please?
Basically, I'm very stupid. That's how I end up in sale. I thought I'd walk from Salford, where I live in Eccles, to Manchester, here, to the office in town, along the canal. It's quite easy,
isn't it? Nice walk,
follow the water.
It
doesn't get any easier than that.
Keep it on your right.
Yeah. And I got confused and was walking like past, got to Trafford Park, happy days, carried on walking. Hang on a minute, I'm in Stretford, eh? That's further away from town than Trafford Park. How can this be? I'll just keep walking. Oh, hello, it's sale. So I've walked 5 miles in the wrong fucking direction. So I had to get the tram.
Did you not see Old Trafford and go, I need to go that way?
I didn't, you know, no.
Because that's on my way in between.
There was like old signposts, you know, that have been there since like the 30s, like pointing with like, oh, Manchester 1.5 miles. And there's only, yeah, the thing is though, but some little bastards had bent them.
There's only one turn he had to make. It was end of there, turn left or right.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And he's gone the wrong way.
I had a before you leave anywhere, to get it right,
you'd have gone, which way do I need to go? Double check which way I'm going. I've got to be left. And you've ended up.
Yeah. You know what it is as well, Mike? My missus said to me, she said, like, you're going to use your map? Map. Don't be stupid.
Bro, around here, man and boy.
Yeah. Just landing Manchester
need a fucking
this morning.
Map. Need a map. Map's in here.
Yeah.
It's in here.
That's it. And then, yeah. Next
got lost.
Thing you know, I'm on a tram in Dame Road crying. Matthew Free says, what's the best part of being a United fan these days?
That we won stuff in the past.
That's about it at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah. Memories.
Memories of Marcus Rashford. That's about all we got.
That's why it's called Remember When We Were Mint.
It's memories. Like, what is the best part? Oh, look, there's that.
Is that the new thumbnail?
That's brilliant.
More appropriate thumbnail.
Well done there, producer. Well done, Cam. Well. Smashed it there.
Done well. Someone said, watching Stretford Paddock.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did someone say, did he just say Rora? No, it was about half an hour ago. Keep up.
What is the best thing about being a United fan?
I'm not kidding. It's the fact that we used to be well good.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like, the only thing we've got to brag about is that we won more titles than
winding his scousers up at the minute is very funny.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that. I missed that for a
year. Right, on the scousers, right? This whole argument about Trent was the best right back in the world. Alisson was the best goalkeeper in the world. This is according to them, right?
Right.
Obviously, I don't endorse any of these opinions.
Ridiculous opinions.
Van Dijk was the best player in the world, let alone centre-half in the world.
Yeah,
Robertson's the best left-back in the world. Henderson's the best captain in the world and midfielder in the world. Mane, Salah and... Well, let's say Mane and Salah are the best wingers in the world. And Firmino, you don't understand football, so you don't get him, but he's actually the best false nine in the world.
He's the best defensive striker in the world.
Correct, right? And Klopp is the best manager in the world. And all of those things combined means Van Dijk gets injured and the rest of them fall to rat shit.
That's what I mean. It's just so ridiculous.
That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened that?
I don't know. It's
that whole thing, isn't it? Like, as soon as they had a little bit of success or, you know, do it, it's like, we're the best ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, when it looked like they were going to go and beat
I fucking told you, didn't I? When they won it, I said, they're not winning it again because of, like, they celebrated it too much.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, I didn't see a single person like, and we're not fucking letting it go. This is ours now. Yeah. Like, there was none of that. It was like, we finally did it. Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't see any of that steel that I knew the United used to have.
You look at it, right? When we ended our 26-year wait in 1993 to win that title, what did Fergie do that summer? He went out and bought, in my opinion, the greatest midfielder of all time.
Roy Keane.
Yeah. Like, he literally, and we, you know, we spent what was a British transfer record fee. It was like, we need to get him. And that actually made the 94 team better than the 93 team. He didn't go, well, we've won it now, 26 years, so, you know, that's
hugs,
all done.
Tattoos,
yeah. Yeah.
Parades.
Do you know what I mean? Let's go down to Anfield and celebrate there.
He went, that's good. Yeah. One fucking more!
Yeah. And he was like, that's Sir Alex Ferguson, that's why he's the greatest manager of all time. And that's what he did. And again, like, you know, in 99 or whatever, or in 2007, he was always trying to raise the bar and go again and make it better and improve and, you know, or these youngsters coming through, right? Some of them, I mean, get them in the team. Well, like you say, with the Scousers, it was like, yeah, we've done that. Job done. Happy days. No, right, that's not how it works. If you want to be the best ever, you retain it. That's it. That's a given. The best teams retain the title. And it's not all reliant on one player. We lost Yapstam in 2001. He played 15 games. We still won the league quicker than any team in history has ever won the Premier League. We weren't just relying on him. Despite the fact he's the best defender I've ever seen, because we had a squad. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, you might look at other United teams, like people go, when we lost Rio in 2003 or whatever. That wasn't our greatest ever team. We never said it was. In 2000 or 99, sorry, that's a contender. No,
it was a weird...
2008 is a contender. 2008, 2009, we were that good that even when we lost Ronnie, we very nearly won it again because we were that such a good squad. Good, do you know what I mean? And we still managed to get to a Champions League final after Ronnie had left. Those are the sort of levels you're at. And this Liverpool team, it's just not there. They've had one amazing season, I'll give them that, but that's it. And it doesn't look like, I think they'll struggle to get back to where they were because everyone's going, oh, they'll go again next season and this, that and the other. And
I don't think so. I don't think you can take your foot off the gas in that manner unless you bring in, like, that 2003 team and the talk, obviously Rio was lost for that. But if you look at some of the teams that was playing, it was Kieran Richardson, it was Roy Carroll, it was Jemba Twins, it was, wasn't right. Vintage, it was Forlan, it was
Ronaldo Fortune. Wasn't Ronaldo then.
No.
So you go, Ronaldo's in that team. No, he was a child who wasn't
who had no end
like,
product and was
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
But then he added, you know, Ronaldo took 3 years to come to the boil. You had Wayne Rooney who hit the ground harder than Ronaldo did, but still took a couple of years to come to the boil and start playing and influencing games the way he ended up properly doing. You had to add Michael Carrick, you had to bring in Evra and let him settle. You had to bring in Vidic and let him settle. And you had to bring in Van der Sar because the goalkeepers were fucking awful. And then suddenly you've got this squad, and then you add little bits like Louis Saha can come in and do bits here, there, and everywhere. And you add little things, and PK can come in and do little bits into it and things like that. And actually, Johnny Evans can play two games this month and not look awful because he's only coming in, and Rio's had this week off. And like, that was what United did, and that was the difference between the great United sides and the 2003 side. The 2003 side was very much a team in an identity crisis. We had Ruud van Nistelrooy, who was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I almost think he was a detriment to the way the football was played. It was almost over-reliant on Ruud scoring us goals.
Yeah.
That the team around it wasn't quite on the same sort of level. And I think that would be where the teams that preceded it with match winners, like you had Beckham as a match winner, you had Giggs as a match winner, Scholes as a match winner, York, Cole, Sheringham, Solskjaer, literally match winners all over the place.
You also had that.
And then what came after it had
match
winners.
You also lost Beckham in 2003. You had Scholes had his injuries, his eye problems, didn't
he went blind.
For a couple of seasons, didn't he? So he hardly
still
played.
Still better than any other midfielder.
Still better
with no eyesight. Just instinct.
Can't see. Still better.
No eyesight, just vibes.
Did Keane go in 2003, wasn't it?
No, he played in the 2005 FA Cup final, right. Keane. And then after that,
two seasons, it wasn't quite.
Yeah, he was gone by 2007.
He peaked in like 2001. As if 98 to 2001, Roy Keane was untouchable.
Yeah.
And then the decline was quite sharp. And I mean,
you don't want to get my opinions on the World Cup in 2002 because I'll sound silly. But I'm gonna say Ireland could have won it if he'd have stayed.
Super chat from Peter Kelly.
Don't at me. I believe it.
Thank you very much, Peter. Looks like we're getting Roma in the semis, which means the Smalling twins. Who plays against us? Is it Mike or the lesser player, Chris?
I hope it's Chris
because he's not that good. Content idea from Simon Howard. Like Thank you very much, super chat. Bex and Howson on snowboards at Chill Factor. Bex is pretty good. Met him in Whistler CPL a couple of years ago. Call it hobbies after 40.
I don't reckon. I used to be good at snowboarding. I was actually ranked in Britain as a snowboarder. Little thing.
You said you'd probably be the best in the country.
I was only ranked because I filled the paperwork in, and then you just get a thing which goes, you're now ranked.
Yeah. 640th, but there's only 639 people. All right, I get it now.
But yeah, so we did it in the army, and they was like, look, if you enjoy it, go and do the finger. You get ranked, then you get time off from the army to go do more of it. And I was like, fucking absolutely do something like that.
Right,
so I did
fair
that.
Enough.
Yeah. So I was pretty good at the speedy type stuff because I'm reckless, should we say.
No, that's not fair. No.
So no, I struggled to believe that. No.
So I fucking get after it. And I reckon now, because let's just say the weight distribution is different.
I like the way you've worked.
Good, yeah, you've done well there. Yeah,
different.
I like that.
Done, yeah.
So I reckon I'm fucking shockingly bad because I also could surf about 5 stone ago, and then when I touched Janine down a couple of years ago, I couldn't even fucking stand up. So I reckon that's well gone.
And so, absolutely,
here's
content
David
ideas.
Beckham really bored watching a fat lad fall over. Ain't the best of videos, yeah. Or it's the best of videos.
You trying to ask a question as you're falling down a hill?
Let's just put, do the questions first before you do that.
Yeah, as Dom says, insert that gif of me falling over at five aside. Yeah, I can't even
the answer fall is, over at foot. And the question is that, which one? There's a couple now, isn't there?
Oh, it's every time I played, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's three now, isn't there? So there's three clips of you falling over.
Yeah.
So the one before I got here, there's the one at the Patreon game where you fell over in the corner.
Yeah.
And then there was the seven aside against the coaches. The coaches one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this for us? Or is
watch this. Look at this first day now. Boom, into the space.
What are you doing there, by the way? Follow him. You're heading down before you've even got to him. That's the rugby in you, that.
Oh. Hey. Yeah, let's do that, please.
Put that on a screen so the viewers can experience what we just experienced.
Oh, this is brilliant.
It's a good way to wrap this up, actually.
Is it?
Is it really? There it is.
There it is.
Tremendous. That is so
good. Do you and Rio exchange defensive tips when you're
my mind knew what I wanted to do. Is it like, and my legs couldn't keep up.
Is that how you two became, started working together? Rio was like, I finally met someone who's as good as I was as a defender.
Oh, Joe, what's going to be funny as fuck is if he does come down and have a kick about, he's just going to be like, he's going to spend most of it doing this, isn't he?
Mate.
Because I can imagine he's still like professional level. He's only a few years out of playing. What is it? When did he retire? 2015?
Yeah, 2015, I think, was his last season, wasn't it? He had one season with us, with Moyes, then he went to QPR, and then I think that was...
Yeah, and then, so he went.
Then he was going to become a boxer, wasn't he? I think he knocked that on the head.
So 2015, we're talking 6 years out of being a pro.
But look at Premier League. Though, look at him, though.
He's fucking jacked.
I know, he's not exactly let himself go, has he? Do you know what I mean?
I would say, and apparently he still plays a lot of fucking like two-touch and stuff, so I imagine... He could easily do 90 minutes at our level, at least.
Yeah.
And at sixes and seven aside. In fact, I might ask him, when was the last time he played five aside? One thing they're talking about for the summer, because there's been some shows in the pipeline for summer, for five, and they're talking about maybe doing some like Legends, little kickabouts and stuff like that. Do you have like all of the people that are presenting for the Euros?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how good it could be? Can we get a works team to go and play like what Alan Shearer and Rio
I'll peel the outside oranges for that. Hey.
I think.
Are you suiting up? Absolutely not.
We'd get hurt. Never mind get beat. Them playing, they'd break Joe Smith. They'd break me. Yeah. They'd break Joe Smith.
Me as well.
They'd break McCullough.
Yeah.
Like, there's no chance.
Because you can't, like...
You
know,
wouldn't get near
anything. Saving grace in five-a-side is if you, like, you're playing against these tricky people, it's to kick him. You're trying to kick Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. He would elbow you.
Yeah, of course he would.
Yeah.
I see what he did to Neil Lennon.
Yeah.
He's still doing that at a fucking power league on a Tuesday afternoon.
Like, you know...
What happened?
Collars on and everything. Like, yeah, we played five-a-side last night.
Played five-a-side against Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Trying to volley.
Battered us.
Yeah.
Because I bet he's still got a volley on him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Right, you see the power in his shot?
Imagine when it's your turn at going goal as well. Right, you're in now.
Never mind,
I'm not.
Now.
Loads of that handbag thing.
Never miss. One of them ones.
Mitt's letting goals in. There you go.
There you go.
There's
tried.
Half of the pitch feet. There you go.
Yeah.
Anywhere there.
Oh,
yeah.
I made an effort.
Go on.
Simon Howard in the Super Chat says, anytime you want to test out your skills after COVID's done, Paddock Boys are always welcome to visit CA.
Is that California?
California.
Getting all old of us over there. It's going
to
be great.
Thanks for that, Simon. And we will take you up on that offer, by the way, mate.
Yeah, don't.
Like, genuinely.
Yeah, we'll be there if we can.
That's legally binding what you just said there. That's a contract.
What is going to be the deal with travel? Because I think Europe's going to be the hardest place to go to because they don't want us there at the minute, do they? Whereas America would be like, I'm over.
Yes. Do you know what's putting me off wanting to go anywhere at the moment? Apparently it was Canada.
Oh, sorry, it's Canada. Sorry.
Canada, I do.
We'll come in there then.
The thing that's putting me off of wanting to travel at the moment is thinking that I could probably stomach sitting on a plane with a mask on.
Right.
Not for like some of them flights we did to Australia though. Mental.
Eat all the way there, you'll have to take your mask off. As long as you've got something you're eating or drinking,
I'm all right.
We're fine then.
I'm all right.
You just take your mask and eat and drink.
It's not just the plane though, is it? It's the taxi to the airport. It's sitting in the airport. It's where you get your balls felt at customs. It's all of them places. You got to be wearing
a
mask.
Just get a full hazmat suit instead, then. I reckon that'd be all right for you. But there's no oxygen tank.
I think there's been people getting on planes like that, haven't they?
Yeah, they definitely has.
We've got another super chat from Derek Best. Says, seeing the Ajax ball boy chucking the ball at the Roma player, who are you doing that to?
Souness.
Oh, yeah. With venom.
Hey. There's multiple Scousers. But the only problem is you can't miss. He did well because he went straight at him. But if he misses there, yeah, you look a bell end.
Right tip, don't you?
Hey, and you've not gained anything. Like when it hits him in the face, it's funny. But yeah. If it misses him, you've launched at him.
Yeah.
You've now lost your little ball boy job and nothing's happened.
Oh, your little ball boy job.
Yeah.
George Murphy in the Super Chat says there's a traffic light system for travel beginning in May. So that should help you plan it.
Don't trust any of it.
Are we going to wrap this up then? Because I know you lot are going to turn into a pumpkin soon, aren't you?
You lot playing five side tonight?
I mean, yeah.
Aren't you playing tomorrow?
I'm on the bench.
Oh, well. He's fucking playing tomorrow.
He's only going to walk about a bit. You know him. Doesn't take things ever too seriously and goes into tackles way too much. And does
first game
like
of the Rhodes Cup. The Rhodes Cup.
Well, then he'll be fit for tomorrow then, won't he? Not Jay. I know Jay's... I'm nodding that way if it's Jay. I mean,
we're about Cameron in the back here.
He's playing football long gone low.
Don't worry. The standard's not that good.
But nothing 11 aside.
We're with Joe McGrath. We'll be fine. God. There's not many. There's not many people.
Some clumsy bastards there, isn't there? Mate. I'm not asked about him not being fit because I know he's actually in good condition. His old Cameron.
Can we clip that?
Also,
thanks,
can we clip that? That was a compliment. There.
He's also a fucking idiot, though, and he could definitely get injured.
He's gone and ruined it.
These are all things.
But I'm right, Oana. He is fit. He's not going to be tired tomorrow. He's only getting half an hour anyway.
Right, anyway,
you're starting Cameron at six.
We'll let them lot decide whether they go to five aside or not. Thanks for everyone who got involved in the chat and the comments.
Oh, and if you want to come and watch tomorrow, Panic FC are playing at 2 o'clock. You're not allowed.
There you go.
Great.
Announcement. Here we go. Announcement. On a serious note, though, trials do start on the 20th of April. If you're interested in coming playing for us, 20th of April, you can come and find out whether you've actually got any tackles or not.
You don't.
It's at Termos, 6 o'clock, every Tuesday from the 20th.
Yes. Go down there and get involved. That's Mr. Howson. That's been Alex Baggers. We'll be back for the watch along for Spurs. It's all of us, isn't it? You're here. I'm here.
Smith's here.
Andy Tate's here. What more do you want? So if you're not doing, make sure you check that out. Give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.